The way that I think about it, right, is with alternate picking, it's up, down, up, down. And for me, I'll use my thumb as a down and my index as an up. So I used to just sit and go like that on my pants, right? And if I just took a, you know, and it's kind of like you can start to go like that, you know. And then if I want to, I'll use this kind of, I'd never use my nail either. It's always the flesh part of my fingers. And if I want to dig in more, I'll use the side here, and it almost acts as if it's a pick. And now it's been whittled to the point where it almost is a pick. So if I do it, you know. And I can really use it to dig in and kind of get a. And then I'll use my index, and I never go down with the index. It's always a pluck up. So if I'm going down with my thumb and I pluck up like this, I can start to do all those kind of Albert King-y style, you know. And it starts to give you that kind of sound. So, and then when I want to go crazy, I'll use all three, and it's almost like triplets. So I can do a rolling technique if, let's say we're in, we're back to E, right? And I want to go, you know. So the triplets, nice and slow, you can take a chord and you always start. It's thumb, index, middle. So if you literally just hold down on the G string, first fret, and you start to get a triplet. Right? And you just build it up using a metronome, and you can start to. And what I'd like to do too is use a palm muting technique, and you can start to get a little bit more of a. And one of the things I'll do is I'll just run it up the G string with the open B and E. So I'll do first fret to second to fourth and kind of make a scale out of it, which will sound. And the sky is the limit on that, because you can just take a whole E chord, just, you know, you can run a whole.